Can I read it for you? I would love to read it for you. And I want you to answer then, think about, why did Jesus eventually say these words? Listen to this, right? At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Leave it to the adults fighting who's more important. Leave it to the disciples saying, "I'm more important than you are." And then Jesus answers them. He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become little children, like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Wow. You guys have it made. You're like little children. Raise your hand if you're a little child. Raise your hand if you're a child. Right? Are the adults little children? Look at them. Who's the biggest kid of the adults? Look, look, look. Can you point? Who's the biggest kid? Are you the biggest kid? See, the wonderful part here is Jesus is trying to teach something through the kids. How old was this child? Let's see. Can you stand among us? Stand up for us. I think this child might have been younger. Jesus Christ, in the account in Mark chapter 9, he actually picked up a child. David, can I pick you up? Come here. Pick you up? Okay, okay. So Jesus actually picked up the child, maybe younger. You're getting heavy. What are we feeding you? And taught that, hey, unless you turn, everybody turn this way. That's literally what Jesus said. You have to turn. It's a word of repentance. From what you're thinking, you turn this way. And he was really actually telling the disciples, stop arguing as to who's more important. You ever have that argument between your brother or your sister? Who's more important, right? And Jesus says, turn away from that thinking and just think how precious children are. Now, I got a quiz for you, okay? I got a quiz for you. Are you guys ready? Raise your hand if you're ready for this quiz. Okay. Adults, think about this too. Okay, Ray, put your hand down. Why does Jesus say you have to become childlike? Is it because they're cute and cuddly? Is it because they're loud and rambunctious and keep you awake? Well, how about this, okay? Here comes the quiz. Here comes the quiz. I mean, it's so important to us to realize Jesus actually gets indignant in Mark chapter 9. This is the only part where Jesus says, I'm upset at the way you're acting. And it was so important that Jesus addressed the disciples, why are you stopping these children? And Matthew chapter 19 says, let the children come to me. All right, here's the quiz. Here's the quiz. All right. Kids, raise your hand if you've built a skyscraper. You've built the Lego one, right? Yeah, yeah. I see you. I know you, right? So nobody's built that? Okay, okay, kids. Let's see. Raise your hand if you've won an F1 race. You'd like to, right? You're dreaming. Raise your hand if you have 1,000 euros in your bank account ready to be spent on your guest speaker today. Has anybody? No, no, no. Nobody has 1,000 euros in your bank account? You've got 1,000 euros? Okay, we're going to be friends after church. That's for sure. Okay. How many? Raise your hand if you know how to dismantle a Tesla and put it back together. Dismantle it, right? Raise your hand. Oh, some of you may have this. Raise your hand if you know black belt, kung fu, or anything that you can protect yourselves by. You, what if you need protection? Who's going to protect you? Who's going to protect you? God. How about your parents? Will they protect you? Maybe? Not as much as God. That's a good answer. So you guys can't, You guys can't protect yourself. You lack wisdom. You have no personal means, no accomplishments, big time. You have no achievements. How about this? Do you guys have money to buy your groceries? No. Tell me you at least have money to buy peanut butter.
I don't want peanut butter.
Yes, you guys are good by my books. So you guys don't have these means. Oh. So literally what you're saying, you are weak, you're dependent, you're immature, you're ignorant, you're simple-minded, vulnerable, and desperate need of care. That's why your parents and your family are around you. Isn't it interesting, though? Jesus says, that's who I want you to be to get into the kingdom of God. Whatever we're building up, or whatever we're relying on to be worthy before Jesus Christ, and God, Jesus Christ is breaking that down and saying, nope, all you need to be is a child, and you can have faith like a child, and you can believe in me, and you can enter the kingdom of God. Isn't that amazing? That's why you guys are so precious. You depend on your parents, and you trust us. Let me ask this. Parents, are kids pretty straightforward? Will they tell you if you're looking good or not? Will they tell you if your cooking is good or not? And how transparent is that? Why can't we be like that with each other? Why can't we be like that with God, right? So it's very interesting. Kids, I want you to know you are so precious and you are the best object lesson for us. Now, I need 5 volunteers that can read. That can read, okay? All right. 1, can you stand here? April Joy, you're number 2. This is yours. All right, this is yours. All right, here we go. All right, and 1 last one that can read. Come on up. Since we know God is trying to teach us through children, one of the things I love is hearing children read God's word for us. And so this is kind of like a break of my theme here. And so one by one, the kids will be reading. All right, are you ready? Let's see. All right, you ready? All right.
Psalm 119:18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law.
Amen.
Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light into my path.
Amen. April, why don't you come here? I don't have a long enough arm. There we go.
2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
Beautiful.
Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all their things will be given to you as well.
Wonderful. Last.
Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
Amen. I have to throw the honor your father and mother, right? Let's give them a round of applause.